When Neil and I were asked to share our testimony, I began praying about what our Lord wanted me to say, and he took me to the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 29:9. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. In this story, King David has asked the people to give for the building of the Lord's temple. And the people brought the best of what they had. They did not give their leftovers. They gave their very best for the Lord's temple. They gave their best gold. They gave their best silver. They gave their best precious stones, diamonds, rubies, sapphires. If they had it, they gave it. They gave their best iron, wood, and they gave the best of their money. And the Bible says they gave willingly with loyal hearts. In Luke 21:1-4 in the New Testament, Jesus tells us about the poor widow who gave only 2 pennies, yet she gave all that she had to live on. Luke 21:1-4 says, "And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, 'Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings to God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had.'" In verse 1, the rich are putting in their tithe, which was not much of a sacrifice because they could afford it. But the poor widow, and we don't know if the 2 pennies was a tithe, 1/10 of her income, or if it was what she had left after paying her bills. But we do know, we are told, it was all she had to live on until she got another paycheck. And her heart was full of joy to be able to give that offering to God. She did not let fear prevent her from giving it. She simply had faith that God loved her enough that if she gave him the money, he would provide everything she needed. You see, she did not rely on money. She relied on God. When I was in my early 30s, I began searching out Jesus. I remember praying that Jesus would show me who he really is in my life. I wanted to know the Jesus. I got more involved in church. I began growing. I was teaching Sunday school. I was preschool director. I organized a monthly women's prayer group. I began doing Bible studies in our home. And I just began growing more and more. And I kept asking Jesus, "Show me yourself." As I got more and more involved, I began to feel Jesus tugging at my heart to leave my job and come serve him on a deeper level. The only way I can describe to you how strong that pull was, it was like when he called me to walk the aisle, when I asked him into my heart, only it got much, much stronger as time went on. I discussed it with Neil, and at first he just adamantly said no. But later, when he realized how it was not going away, he would try to rationalize it out on paper, financially. And he would always end up saying, "No, we cannot afford to be without your income." You see, I've been blessed with a well-paying job. So to imagine our lives without that money was hard, to say the least. Now, this went on for years. I talked with my pastor about it, but not wanting to interfere with mine and Neil's relationship, and probably feeling like he didn't know all of the circumstances. He said that if it was the Lord, he would change Neil's heart. So I began praying that God would change Neil's heart if he really wanted me to leave my job. The Holy Spirit inside me would say, trust me. Now remember, I'm the one who asked Jesus to show himself to me. So all the while, I kept feeling that pull on my heart, and Neil kept getting more and more adamant that I could not quit my job. To be totally honest, I also feared what life would be like without my income. What would I have to give up? So I did not obey God. Well, after a few more years, God had enough, and I had a mental breakdown. At that point, God took me away from my job. It was no longer my choice. He took me out. And I have to tell you the honest truth. I've not worked in 12 years, and God has provided far more abundantly than Neil or I could ever imagine. Now, there are consequences to my disobedience. Since my breakdown, I suffer from major depression. As a result of the depression, I now have congestive heart failure and a whole host of other health problems. I'm not able mentally or physically to serve God like I would have had I followed Him in the first place. And there are so many blessings I've missed out on. But still, we are blessed beyond measure. God has taught me a valuable lesson that when He asks us to do something, we need to trust Him and obey Him. He gives us His word that He will never let us down. I don't know if God plans to heal me completely someday, but lately God has begun to open my eyes and allow me to see more of what He's been up to in my life. Now, please understand, I do not and I cannot blame my circumstances on Neil any more than the Israelites can blame Pharaoh for not letting them leave Egypt. God hardened Pharaoh's heart until the time he was ready to leave them out. I believe He also hardened Neil's heart because the test was faith, my faith. Did I trust my life to God completely? He was calling me to serve Him. When He wants us to serve Him, He will take care of all of the circumstances. Has fear kept you from obeying His call? The stewardship theme is all for you, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Brother Derek has challenged us that Christ gave His all for you. Do you give your all to Him? God may call you to teach a Bible study class. Don't let fear make you disobey Him. He will provide you with all the knowledge and creativity He wants you to have. Just ask Him. God may call you to give a regular monetary offering, but you do not think you can financially. Don't let fear rob you of reaping the joy of giving willingly to the Lord. He will provide everything you need. If you will give Him your offering, with a glad heart, trusting that He will take care of your every need. There are so many blessings you may never know if you do not obey Him. My test that I failed was not stepping out in faith, completely trusting Him, and defying all obstacles in my way so He could show His great power and majesty and how He would take care of everything in my life. There's nothing I have that does not belong to God and is not a direct result of God's blessings. But the greatest blessing is knowing more about who my Lord Jesus Christ really is in my life. My God, my Master, my Lord, and my Savior.
And I just want to say just a few words. Peggy and I believe that when we give our tithe to God, we help provide for His work to be done, prove His faithfulness, and show Him honor as we acknowledge Him as the source of all that we possess, and that He is truly worthy of our worship. Thank you.